Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Kilala Kol podcast. God willing, this Motzai Shabbat, we begin our celebration of the holiday of Purim. If I were to ask you, what is the main theme of the holiday of Purim, or what's the takeaway message of the Megillah, what would you say? We could probably argue there are a bunch of different ideas which are so fundamental to the Purim experience. Simcha, Mishteh, happiness, rejoicing, the idea of feasting or maybe even drinking, which we spoke about at length this past Shabbos, Chiba v'Re'ut, brotherhood and friendship. The Jewish people have to come together. Lech kenosa kol hayudim, gather the Jewish people together. We know that the mitzvot of the day all involve groups of people. Hearing the Megillah berov am, with a large group of people. The idea of mishloach manot, sending gifts of food to our friends. Matanol evyonim, supporting the poor and the impoverished on the holiday. And of course, our festive meal with family and friends. Chiba v'reu, brotherhood and friendship. Maybe you would argue it's nisim nistarim, hidden miracles, that Hashem is always behind the scenes. He's always the one pulling the strings. We don't necessarily see Hashem's name mentioned in the Megillah, but we know that He is causing all the different things to come together. What about the idea of gratitude? Perhaps personal sacrifice, Esther willing to give up of her life in order to save the Jewish people, sacrificing her marriage in order to save the Jewish people. The idea of tshuva, the Jewish people coming together in order to hopefully change the decree of Haman. Or, of course, we know that Purim is a day of Hadar Kiblu Abimei HaChashverosh. It's a day of Kabbalat HaTorah. Many different ideas. All of them sound amazing, and they play a central role in the Megillah and are part and parcel of the Purim experience. 100%. But I'd like to highlight one other idea that maybe we don't always associate with the Megillah. We don't always associate with the holiday of Purim, but it is suggested as the theme by none other than the Rambam himself. The Rambam, in his Minyan Mitzvot, that's where he lists out the 613 Mitzvot, he mentions, Elakachanu Omrin, this is what we say, Shanevi'im im Beitin, that Nevi'im, along with the Beitin, Tiknu Vitzivu Likrod HaMegillah Be'onata, they commanded us, or they established, that we should read the Megillah at its proper time, Kedei Lahaskir Shvachav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Uchuot Sha'asalanu, that we should specifically bring great praise of Hashem, and the salvation that He provided for us. Interesting. And v'haya karov l'shavenu, and that we should remember that Hashem was always close by to listen to our tefillot, kedei levarcho ulahalo, to bless Him and to praise Him for the fact that He was close by to hear our tefillot, uchidei lo'odia l'dorot haba'im, and to make sure that it is known to all future generations, she'emet ma sheftichanu b'Torah, that which is guaranteed in the Torah, that which is promised in the Torah, is true. What's promised in the Torah? Ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim kirovim elav, kashem elokim b'chol koreinu elav, as we read toward the beginning of Sefer Dvar, that Moshe says about the Jewish people, what an incredible nation, that they always have Elohim Krovim Elav, that Hashem is always close by, Kashem Elohim Bechol Koreinu Elav, like Hashem, our God, who's always close by when we call out to Him. Says the Rambam, we read the Megillah, we celebrate the holiday of Purim as testimony to the fact that Hashem is always close by to listen to our tefillot, meaning that the holiday of Purim, among many other things that we just mentioned, is also a day of tefillah, a day of prayer. Purim is a day that we remember that Hashem always listens to our tefillot, and we thank Him for that, and we praise Him for that, and we remind everyone that when we call out to Hashem, He is close by and He listens. And we see this, by the way, in countless sources, and we'll just focus on a couple for the sake of time. But when introducing Mordechai in the Megillah, we're told that he was Ben Ya'ir, Ben Shim'i, Ben Kish, the son of Ya'ir, the son of Shim'i, the son of Kish. And the Gemara makes an interesting drasha. This is Gemara Masecha Megillah and Daf Yud Bet Amabet, which tells us the following. What does it mean that Mordechai was Ben Ya'ir? So it makes a play on words. Not just that he's the son of Ya'ir, but Ben She'ir Einehem Shel Yisrael B'Tfilato. That Mordechai, he illuminated the Jewish people with his tefillot. What does it mean, Ben Shim'i? That he descended from someone named Shim'i? Ben She'shama Kel Tfilato. He is a person that Hashem listened to his tefillot. And Ben Kish, what does it mean that he comes from someone named Kish? She'hi Kish Asharei Rachamim V'Niftechulo. That Mordechai, he shook, he knocked on the gates of mercy, and they were opened for him. How are we celebrating Mordechai? Not as a big Talmud Chacham, not as a member of the Sanhedrin, not as the one who saved the Jewish people. We celebrate Mordechai as a mitpalel, as a davener. That's who Mordechai is. Or if you want to look elsewhere, the Gemara asks, why is it that we don't say halal on Purim? It's a holiday. We say halal on most holidays. Why don't we say it on Purim? And there are multiple answers, but one of the answers suggested by the Gemara, this is the Gemara Masech Megillah Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph, Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, Kriyata zo helila, that the reading of the Megillah is itself a form of halal. You may not have thought of this. You thought that reading the Megillah, it's a mitzvah that I have to fulfill. Says the Gemara, no, the Megillah itself is a tefillah. We aren't just reading or listening to a story. We're davening the Megillah. We're praying the Megillah. Rav Soloveitchik, in fact, we've talked about this in the past. He suggests that the nighttime reading, that represents our call to help during our time of difficulty. Lo aleinu. Agzerav Haman, an evil person is trying to wipe out all the Jewish people. We cry out to Hashem. It's that type of tefillah. And then the daytime reading, that represents the Hallel in response to the salvation provided to us by Hashem. The Megillah is a tefillah. So we find that Mordechai is celebrated as a davener. We see that the Megillah itself is a form of prayer. And as the Rambam tells us, Purim is a day of tefillah. And therefore what? Therefore, we have to make sure that we celebrate it as such. We celebrate it as a day of tefillah, a day of prayer. And of course, we'll make sure to keep all of the mitzvot ayom. We'll make sure to keep all the four mitzvot, hearing the Megillah, matanol evyonim, mishloach manot, festive meal, 100%. But we can't lose sight of the power of tefillah on Purim. And we all have so much to daven for. And hopefully, we do so at least three times a day. But Purim has this most amazing power. It's a day of tefillah. And we have to make sure to utilize that. We have to make sure to tap into that power. And we all, like we said, we have so much to daven for, but it feels even more acute, even more pronounced over these last few months. So it's so imperative that we take time on Purim during the three tefillot and really throughout the day to daven not only for ourselves, but for our families, for our friends, for the local Jewish community, and of course, the global Jewish community. Of course, for the chayalim, for the soldiers, for the chatufim, for the captives. We need to make sure that we're davening and thinking of all of those people who are in need, whether it's in need of health, of shiduchim, of children, of ruchnias, of spirituality, of gashmias. They need material help. Well, and of course, we have to daven for shalom, for peace. We need to make sure that our soldiers are protected, that our captives are returned safely, and hopefully, the end of this terrible, terrible war. There is a halacha that when it comes to the Ma'ot Purim, and I know we spoke about this just the other day on Shabbos, that when it comes to Ma'ot Purim, the Matanot Levyonim, the gifts to the poor, even though typically when it comes to mitzvah tzedakah, we vet those to whom we distribute our money. It's important that we make sure that we know that we're fulfilling the mitzvah of tzedakah by giving it to a person who actually is in need. However, when it comes to matanot levyonim, the halacha is kol haposhei yado litol notnim lo. Anyone who stretches out their hands to receive gifts to the poor, we give it to them. We don't vet them. If they ask, we give it to them. And many, many, many suggest that the same is true on Purim with our tefillot. In fact, we quoted a beautiful idea from the Chidush Yeharim this past Shabbos, that anyone who stretches out their hand, they are given this special power of tefillah. Hashem will, as if, answer all of their tefillot as long as they ask. If we are poshate our hearts and our minds in tefillah, then not imlo. If we're sincere in our tefillot, then Hashem will give it to us. It's so, so important that we take advantage of this most auspicious day, the day of Purim, the day that the Rambam tells us is a day of tefillah, the Megillah, which itself is a prayer. Make sure throughout the day, and it's a busy day and there's a lot going on, lots of celebrating to do, 100%. But make sure to take advantage of the power of tefillah and Purim. May all of our tefillot for ourselves, our families, our community, and of course, all of Klal Yisrael, specifically Medina Yisrael, all those tefillot should be answered. Kol mishalot libenu letovah. Take advantage. Davin, davin, davin. Afreilchen Purim to all.